cannot single B out? No. I'd get just as mad at Kathy. She's got an ex-husband who still twists the noose around her neck. And worse, uses the children. Bob couldn't do that, could he? Although he managed to alienate her from her family. Until she finally left here. But look what happened. Let's example this. This is not to be unkind because I adore her. I want to swat her, but I adore her. And she will come back into balance. But to justify this man's behavior and the fact that she could not function because of this pressure, errors were made. So it's far easier to say they are unprofessional in Nevada. No, they're professional in Nevada. Because Oberle had structured so many corporations for so many people and then changed addresses, so they were all coming to one slot. They are people. They have a large turnover in the office. Most of it is what you would call rote work. And when the same box numbers come up, they're going to send incorrectly. But I have terrible news for you who think that Laughlin botched all your work. That's not the one that botched it. So let's be careful. Don't be lesser. Don't be lesser. Just because you have Pleiades from lineage, don't be lesser. You have to assume responsibility, and sometimes you have to assume double responsibility for yourself and the one attacking you. You do no one a favor. This one's own child allows a total worthless leech to suck every bit of blood out of her. And she cannot see it. She keeps thinking she's going to save him. You can't save anybody. You can require they get on their feet and face their responsibilities. Either with you or go somewhere else. And then when you do, come back and talk to me. I'm tired of my ones who come in service unto God, thinking somehow you deserve the abuse. And if you are getting abuse, I don't care from whom. In this office, in that dwelling, in a construction project, if someone needles, just refuse to participate in that. And say so. Don't go hide. Acknowledge, look, I know it may not be too nice for you today. I'm not going to get into that. If it's something we can talk about and work out, fine. A quarrel is a worthless piece of nonsense that only builds into hate. It does not change one opinion, one iota. A good and honorable debate wherein minds are not already set. I didn't say made up. I said set. Where all you want to do is convince the other one you are right on any grounds. A quarrel is a worthless, it just embeds your opinion deeper. And then usually things are said so that you cannot even have the conscience to say, hey, I was wrong. Because the big mouth has already gotten you in trouble. How do you think Mr. Bush is going to get out of this? This newest one. I was not in Paris in 1980. when the entity Bush was, he's either got to admit he is a duplicate, which of course he even looks different, or what is he going to say? I slept all the way through. They made me do it. I sent a duplicate in my stead. And you know what? The public will lap it up. Here I am spouting off down here in this office when one of the most important things is happening in your day. It's taking place in your House of Representatives, the Brady Bill. Do I take your personal feelings too lightly or no? Please, regardless of what you may think from this encounter, I do not. But I do believe that we need to bring them out and look at them. And this is the reason that I know we need more meetings. I know that. Please, I know that. But there are only 24 hours in your day. I have a war to attend. I have summits to attend. And I'm limited by her limitations. It isn't as simple yet as just calling a meeting up at the dwelling again. It is not safe. And they're changing the surveillance as fast as we can get it under control. Ones of you not only see the craft at night as we try to set it to order, but you see the CIA helicopter in the day, making almost regular runs now. Will we be able to bring it under control? Of course. But not until we can settle quite a few things with the damn county of Kern over whether or not we can have a generator fuel tank in the backyard. That's how petty the world has become. That is how much a property owner has a right to his own property, because the county of Kern doesn't know it isn't their property. And Dorma says, please don't put me through another go-around with people like Horn when I haven't even finished with him. If not you, precious, who? Who will stand? Barry could stand, but he doesn't have a diesel tank in his backyard. The one who has the diesel tank in the backyard, I know. Let's get Karen to stand, because that tank came from someone who knew her mother. And at this moment, Oberle wishes he had it back. They've met every requirement poured on them from 7 different planning commissions. That's 2 fire departments, 13 construction. But we did. We met the total requirements for the bird shade. We got it engineered. It has a 2-level ceiling. I don't know, it's not painted yet, they may fight us. But because James did put round holes in some of the birdhouses and heart shapes in the other, maybe they'll overlook us. It says, oh love, oh love, oh love. And the little sparrows are just busy following through. It's petty. But somebody has to stand, do you see? One set of rulemakers don't even know what the other set of rulemakers. How can you not allow me to have it when the permit department just wrote me a permit? Well, because, let's see. Well, I don't know, but you just have to get it out of there, and you have to get it out of there by May 20th. Small chance. And Dorma knows it, and she says, oh, God. back to Brent. Jason Brent. Nope, he's gone, isn't he? Now you've got one who doesn't know his feet from his head. A real dauber brain who just wants some more current. Pardon me, John. Mercedes. His is older than is Stephen Horn's.
Horn's that beamer.
Well, but Mr. I hate to even use the term. Judge. Justice. Tobias. Well, it served our purpose well. Mr. Horn pushed him too far also. And Tobias says, I can't handle it. Get it to Superior Court. I'm sure I don't have jurisdiction. And Horn is saying, oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do. And he finally, I am the judge, and no, I don't. Now, this is your justice system. But let's have a little fun over that, too. Into the light comes a cousin of Scott Tipps. This young man is after them. He is after them to the point they disbarred him. Shut up, or you're in contempt. Blabber, blabber, blabber. He can do more good writing the cases for the ones who still practice. And he is having fun. He finds we could have sued 2 days after the issue arose. But you have to have someone who will dig and have interest. How did he get disbarred? He argued on the basis of constitutional law. And when you cannot shut them up, you get them out any way you can. So it should be interesting from here on in. Well, we're going to turn this other little Kern County supervisor's mess over to them and let them investigate it. It's like the Khazars. You have to know. If you do not know the players and the rules, there is no way you can fight it. They can produce what they want. That doesn't mean that eventually they may not come and take the tank away and then throw you in the pokey until you pay the bill. And you get tired. You're trying to do your work. You just want to be left alone. Once in a while, have a little meeting with your friends at a potluck supper. And now you have another lawsuit. Precious, you ones had better just get strong. I can only urge you to keep your business in such a manner, if you are open to the public, so that you can handle it. There is not anything they can do to these ones. Norma says, well, why don't you make it so that I have something so I can worry about it? Well, because I fear she would make some blunders. You see, you have a tendency to settle if you can afford to. But something happened to her in all of this. And all of you better know it. I don't mean the last few days. I won't say how it came to be. But this lady lives in two worlds. And I'm telling you, the minute they start talking about not being able to have that generator out there to do her work, and that means a fuel tank, this lady goes berserk. And if you want to see something, just let that planning man, that fireman, come out there in person to tell her she can't have it. I wish it didn't have to come to that. But you ones are going to have to be prepared. They're not going to open the road for you and put red carpet on it. You want red? You've got red. They're an exchange program with your police department right in your own town. You want confirmation? You don't exchange prison wardens and police departments for nothing. They are getting everybody ready to crack down on guns, money, anything. Anything and nothing. You've got a lot of things going on in your town.
Audrey's coming in.
Well, hi, Audrey.
I'm sorry that she got here late, so I could not yell at her, too. Back to these other teachers. It's important that all of you understand. I don't limit you. And if you perceive that I do, I'm going to correct it. If you need to find balance and you come into doubt for some reason, go and read it. But read it all. Don't just pick the book on Ramtha to judge the entire operation or what Ramtha has become. There was a period of time, I'll tell you, Ramtha withdrew. And no self-respecting alien or otherwise would ever put his scribe or his speaker into the position that that one supposedly did with racehorses. And I'm telling you that they have pulled a lot of people into one of the most dangerous places on the United States coastline. Will it happen? Sometime in history, my friends, this world is going to again do what it does every so often. And she doesn't care who's aboard. And you cannot have one mouth saying it's going to flood inland to Nebraska. And that same mouth say, come on up to Puyallup. You'll look at the map. You'll look and see where Nebraska is and see how safe you think Puyallup might be. Just because it's north does not mean it's higher. Water seeks its lowest point. But you have to be discerning. Could Ramtha have misspoken? Could J.Z. Knight have misinterpreted? Either. Could it be true? Not without an act of God or the devil. It goes against the laws of nature. One say, well, what about this creation thing? There's God now. What about this creation thing? I understand that. That's nature. Physical laws of nature. Water will seek its lowest point. And as it swings around, it's going to go right across Puyallup and into Nebraska. I don't care what Ramtha says. I don't care what J.Z. Knight says. I don't care what Lazara says. I don't care what Corton says. I would pay a little more attention to what Soltec says. But my reasoning says water will seek its lowest point. That is a natural law of the creation. I don't denounce anyone. You ones must get discerning. That means you have to get informed and at least know that water seeks its lowest point. It just flows downhill. That's all there is to it. If you have water flowing uphill, as in the case of some rivers, you've got force pushing it. I have no reason to quarrel with him. And if the entire brood wants to go to Puyallup, that's their business. But I feel that it is misinformation for Rumpfe or Jay-Z or someone who knows natural physics to say, hey, if, in fact, the San Andreas Fault is going to go and all the volcanoes are going to erupt, shouldn't we consider Mount Rainier? The Indians all know Rainier is going to be one of the first to go. And their major sign was Mount St. Helens. Because they know the laws of the creation. They don't care what Rampel says. They don't care what that one you call Aton or Christos or whatever you want to call him. I occasionally listen back here to the Pale Prophet or Standing Bear. I listen to Father Creator, Creation. And I don't care about your white eyes, mouth flapping. Well, they're just pagans. What do they know? They know the laws of the creation. And the logical laws, it says water's going to flow downhill. And that means across Puyallup and into Nebraska. If you get that much water. The whole thing is absolutely absurd. And to try to guess when that will be, now that you have a controlled environment. It's called thought. The masses will not think because there are too many. There are too many conjured reproductions. Programmed to not think. And the programming that they are programmed to accept has nothing to do with saving a planet. And if there is a rally to be had, they'll go out and shout loudest and throw the first bottle. They are not interested in saving any planet. They are only relating to self. And if the poor little children are born unto the ones of the parents who example this very thing, then there is no way the child can be otherwise. You cannot say, do as I say, not as I do. The child will do what you do and doesn't give a damn about what you say. Exactly the way God listens. Exactly. Your mouth really doesn't matter a whit. It is beautiful when it matches that which is the intent and is positive and pure. And you gain all the truth you can from anywhere it's offered. Because as you grow, the more you know, the stronger you are in the truth. Because the truth will stand infinitely. I don't fear that someone's going to pull our world down. How can they pull it down? There's no way to pull it down. Can Hapton error in his speech? Of course I can. But the truth will not come down because of it. I invite everybody to examine minutely and then use their head into what is pure reason. Because if it goes against the laws of God, and most especially against the laws of nature, you're going to get hurt. Because the laws of the creation and nature will stand unchanged forever. They just are. And the laws of nature says you're not going to go sit on some fluffy white cloud. You're going to fall right back through if you think you can get up there. I've yet seen how you'll be able to get up there without your airplane. And then if you hop out without your parachute, you are going to have a hard landing, because you are going to come right back down. I didn't make those laws, but they give me the substantial foundation upon which to stand. And I don't have to wishy-washy. Could this be? Could this be? I have no time or space. I don't care when. And if there's going to be a probable earthquake, I'll get out of the way. And I'll do it lesser than a 30 seconds before it happens. Unless I somehow feel I can't get out of there in 30 seconds. But I'll tell you what I will do. If any one of you get yourselves into that kind of a noose, I will go in there and get you out. If I only have 30 seconds. Because you have not grown enough to learn. And I, theoretically, have. So it would not be your mistake. I would not have done my job. And if you go into places of danger in service to God, God will get you out. Or bring you home, or do whatever is required to get you into safety. But he expects you to use your own intelligence. That's why I gave it to you. So I'm often asked, well, then do you not finitores? No. But I might bat around whatever her name is. Swamiswati. Yamiswati?
Swamiswati.
Swamiswati. That's a good one.
What I am.
Yamaswati. Because you see, no Muslim, no Hindu, no Buddhist, no Christian can bestow upon a vanishing energy an earth title. So do I have to give even second thought to the possibility that this is legitimate? No, I don't have to. Simply because it's a contradiction of terms. No Hindu monk can give Mahu an honor. He can give him the honor. But you see, the little crown goes on Pinitori's head. I don't care what they call her. And she is the one who sits at the head of the table and pronounces the great truth. That's why nobody in my group ever better try to bow down to Hatton. Honor God, period. And I didn't say worship. I said honor and revere and respect the laws. You put me at a disadvantage because I have to become lower than you. Don't forget what is proper. And that which is being taking place at the hands of, the projection of, the thrust of man is not God. And if you're given some special qualification, such as your Royal Highness, let's make Dharma Royal Highness. Have you ever heard such BS? royal order of something. God doesn't have royal orders. God expects you at some point to grow into perfection with Him. Not sit around and wave your magic wand over your brother.